27. Fabrications to distract. 5 years ago. Shallan longed to stay outside. Here in the gardens, people didn't scream at each other. Here there was peace. Unfortunately, it was a fake peace. A piece of carefully planted shale bark and cultivated vines. A fabrication designed to amuse and distract. More and more she longed to escape and visit places where the plants weren't carefully trimmed into shapes, where people didn't step lightly, as if afraid of causing a rock slide, a place away from the shouting. A cool mountain breeze came down from the heights and swept through the gardens, making vines shy backward. She sat away from the flower beds and the sneezing they would bring her, instead studying a section of sturdy shale bark. The Kremlin she sketched turned at the wind, its enormous feelers twitching, before leaning back down to chew on the shale bark. There were so many kinds of Kremlings. Had anyone tried to count them all? By luck, her father had owned a drawing book, one of the works of Dandos the Oilsworn, and she used that for instruction, letting it rest open beside her. A yell sounded from inside the nearby manor house. Shallan's hand stiffened, making an errant streak across her sketch. She took a deep breath and tried to return to her drawing, but another series of shouts put her on edge. She set her pencil down. She was nearly out of sheets from the latest stack her brother had brought her. He returned unpredictably, but never for long, and when he came, he and father avoided one another. Nobody in the manor knew where Helleran went when he left. She lost track of time, staring at a blank sheet of paper. That happened to her sometimes. When she raised her eyes, the sky was darkening. Almost time for father's feast. He had those regularly now. Shallan packed up her things in the satchel, then took off her sun hat and walked toward the manor house. Tall and imposing, the building was an exemplar of the Vaden ideal. Solitary, strong, towering. A work of square blocks and small windows, dappled by dark lichen. Some books called manors like this the soul of Yakaved. Isolated estates, each brightlord ruling independently. It seemed to her that those writers romanticized rural life. Had they ever actually visited one of the manors, experienced the true dullness of country life in person, or did they merely fantasize about it from the comfort of their cosmopolitan cities? Inside the house, Shallan turned up the stairs toward her quarters. Father would want her looking nice for the feast. There would be a new dress for her to wear as she sat quietly, not interrupting the discussion. Father had never said so, but she suspected he thought it a pity she had begun speaking again. Perhaps he did not wish her to be able to speak of things she'd seen. She stopped in the hallway, her mind going blank. Shallan? She shook herself to find Van Jushu, her fourth brother, on the steps behind her. How long had she been standing and staring at the wall? The feast would start soon. Jushu's jacket was undone and hung askew. His hair mussed, his cheeks flushed with wine. No cufflinks or belt. They had been fine pieces, each with a glowing gemstone. He'd have gambled those away. "What was Father yelling about earlier?" she asked. "Were you here?"
"No," Jushu said, running his hand through his hair. "But I heard. Balat has been starting fires again, nearly burned down the storming servants' building."
Jushu pushed past her, then stumbled, grabbing the banister to keep from falling. Father was not going to like Jushu coming to the feast like this. More yelling.
"Storm's cursed, idiot," Jushu said, as Shallan helped him right himself. "Balat is going straight crazy. I'm the only one left in this family with any sense. You were staring at the wall again, weren't you?"
She didn't reply.
"He'll have a new dress for you, Jushu said as she helped him toward his room.
And nothing for me but curses. Bastard.
He loved Helleran,
and none of us are him, so we don't matter.
Helleran is never here. He betrayed Father, almost killed him. And still he's the only one who matters.
They passed Father's chambers. The heavy stump-weight door was open a crack as a maid tidied the room, allowing Shallan to see the far wall. And the glowing strong box. It was hidden behind a painting of a storm at sea that did nothing to dim the powerful white glow. Right through the canvas, she saw the outline of the strong box blazing like a fire. She stumbled, pulling to a stop.
What are you staring at?
Jushu demanded, holding to the banister.
The light.
What light?
Behind the painting.
He squinted, lurching forward.
What in the halls are you talking about, girl? It really did ruin your mind, didn't it? Watching him kill Mother?
Jushu pulled away from her, cursing softly to himself.
I'm the only one in this family who hasn't gone crazy. The only storming one.
Shallan stared into that light. There hid a monster. There hid Mother's soul.